Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. I'm your host, David. And yeah, I'm here and I'm actually on time. Can you guys believe that? Sometimes, you know, I run a couple of minutes behind schedule. But tonight, my last two shows, I've actually been on time. And really glad to be here. I hope you guys are doing good. The weather has started to change. I don't think we've been above 71 since last Thursday or Friday. It's been cool here, which is good. I love spring. So I'm sorry. I love fall. And I said the night. Fall and early fall, well, all fall and spring are my two favorite seasons because they're actually seasons. But it seems like the last couple of years when I lived in Atlanta, it seemed like when we went from a little bit of winter right into fall, unless it snowed, and everybody who lived in Atlanta think it was horrible. It's horrible. There's a half an inch of snow on the ground. We can't survive. But we went right into summer. There was really no breaks in the season. That's one thing about living in the Midwest. You do get changes in the season, which is good. But here, you know, regionally, it's changed a little bit. Because prior to dropping down the 70s and being in the 40s at night, you know, a day before that, when that started happening, we were having record high days like 90 plus. I know 90 plus is not high to a lot of people, but it was a bad 90. You know, you have the bad human 90s, and then you have the 90s where you can stay in the shade and be cool. And I'm not a cute sweater, and the mosquitoes, this is the only thing about the seasons changing, is because the mosquitoes will be frozen, or you know, they'll be I don't know if they go dormant or they die, and because they've been tearing me up. The thing is, it didn't start happening like the beginning of the summer. It wasn't too bad, but see, like as soon as August hit, they're like, oh, that's a big juicy brother that got some good taste in blood, and we're gonna tear him up. And you know, I was scratched. I know it's bad to scratch, but I couldn't help. I would go feed my dog, because my dog, I have an outside dog. And I remember one time because you know, if you ran out there real quick just to feed the dog, give him some water, all that stuff, you know, and play with him a little bit, you're not gonna be out there that long. I looked down at my legs one day, and there's a swarm. I mean, swarm of mosquitoes on my legs. I'm like, ah, you know, then I go run into the house. And then I don't know if you can be allergic to mosquito bites. I'm not allergic to bees or anything, but I swell up is really country, right? I get a bad reaction to mosquito bites, and they're like these big knots, and I'm like, ugh. And then I scratch them, and well, I'm not gonna go get gross, but it's just, I'm glad the mosquitoes are going away, because I'm done with that. What's now? Anyhow, thank you guys for joining me. Oh, okay, there you are, Tristan from Jaded City Live on Pride 48, and also on Outwire. And my friend, my buddy, you guys have to listen for the show. Ken and I will be recording tomorrow night, because Ken went to Scarefest this past weekend. Ken Boggle in the chat room. And yeah, the chat room does kind of suck. I will agree. And Ken, he went to Scarefest this past weekend in Lexington, Kentucky. And then on Saturday night, I get the best drunken voicemail you ever want to hear. It involved waffles. That's all I'll say. So look for that. We'll record tomorrow night, and then I'll post it to Spreaker at some point tomorrow, late tomorrow night. It's gonna be very funny. So we'll get to hear all about Ken's spooktacular weekend. So that'd be fun. But I hope you guys are doing well. Thank you guys for joining me. Like I think I already said that. I appreciate each and every one of you. You guys, we are nearing the 1,000 follower mark. So that's really, really cool. I do appreciate that. So why don't you 1,000 followers hop on over to facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out, and give us a like over there. If you're listening to us on iTunes or Stitcher, like the show, follow the show, rate the show. Or if you're checking us out on the blog at the5x5.blogspot.com, you can do a Google comment or something like that. Google Plus, I still haven't got the hang of Google Plus, but you know, no tea, no shade. I've turned into a Tumblr. Like Ken Bogle always says, he's a Instagramaholic. I'm a Tumblr aholic for obvious reasons. Have you guys ever watched Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23? There was one episode where she was telling her friend, the girl, not Chloe, who is my muse, June. She was telling June, you know, how to find a naked picture online. She's like, "Oh, just type anything: ham, birthday, cake, anything," and a naked girl is showing. Which that's kind of true, right? I don't, if I had a child that was anywhere between, because kids, no, they start kids out early on the internet, but it was anywhere between, say, 8 and 12, because once you get to they're a teenager, you're not gonna be able to stop them anyhow, because they're gonna learn what they learn at school. But I wouldn't let them on the internet unless I'm right up in their face and I'm doing the typing for them, right? Because there's too much. You can get the wrong kind of education on the internet as a child. Ken said he's an Instagramming idiot. I wouldn't say an idiot. I've started posting my shows because I have a Tumblr account for the 5x5 that I have my personal account. But I do post my shows on Tumblr. But anyhow, so that's a good idea if you do it. But like I was saying, I hope you guys are doing great. I have had the day. I'm not going to say the day from hell, because that's the wrong way to put it, because I don't want to sound like a bad son. But you know, Friday through Monday is my work week. Mondays are my Fridays. And so Tuesday, which is the day with my Saturdays, and you know, I work long hours. I'm very, very busy. And it's not only a sort of a physical job at times, but it's a very mental job. And I think sometimes mental exhaustion can be just as profound as physical exhaustion. And so Tuesdays are my days to where I catch up on Teen Wolf, I catch up on Witches of East End, although I did watch Witches of East End last night when I came home. And if y'all are not watching Witches of East End, I don't like y'all. Y'all should be watching it. B97 Radio, DJ. Hey, what's going on, and what's the word for the night? The word for the night is shade. That is the word for the night. It is shade. And we'll get to that later. And so, but if y'all not watching the Witches of the East End, you know, I was such a diehard Charm fanatic, but the Witches of the East End be bringing it. They bring it. And this last episode, I don't know how many episodes they get, because if you use the Lifetime app on your Apple TV, or I'm sure Roku has an app, or you know, online or wherever, however you're watching it, the Witches of the East End, they really do bring it. Joanna ain't no joke, and she ain't no punk. I love that show. But so on Tuesdays, I normally catch up on the shows, but I already caught up on Teen Wolf and the Witches of East End. But today, you know, you guys all know the story. If you listened to the show before, you know, I relocated back home to care for a sick parent, my mother specifically. And so And I say this a lot. When does the parent, I mean, when does the parent become the child and the child becomes the parent? I had that transition when I moved back in town. And I'm like, okay, I'm here to help you, But if anybody knows me, just think of my mother being me without a filter. I can be a little bit more diplomatic in what I have to say and how it comes out. My mom has none, and we're both stubborn, and she's an Aries, and so I tell her there's things you can't do because you're getting older. She had a 66th birthday earlier this year, and her health is not the best. She's kind of frail now, and I say you can't do things. You can't do what you have to do, what you want to do, no matter how much you want to do it. And my whole thing is, like your parent would say, sit your ass down. No disrespect. Sit your ass down. And so, of course, doesn't listen. But sometimes, just like a kid, you have to let them learn a lesson. And sometimes those lessons are hard learned and, hard to receive. And and so, this morning, while I'm thinking I'm gonna get to sleep in, of course, I stay in my college pad, for which it was when I was in college. I stayed here in the basement. It's a finished basement with rooms and stuff. Anyhow, I hear the loudest boom, a big crashing boom, and I'm like, "What in the hell is that?" I thought Godzilla was coming through the ceiling. I'm serious. It was that loud. And so, this is a pretty big house. And so I go to the steps and I'm like, did someone fall? And I'm yelling. And I hear a little pitiful voice say, yes. And I'm like, ah. And so I push clothes on, I run upstairs. And in the kitchen, there lays my mother. There is a step stool and stuff hanging off of the top of the refrigerator. And I'm like, I would then I automatically knew what happened. For one, why are you on a step stool at 10 o'clock in the morning? That doesn't make sense to me. Sit your ass down, because but my girl Tamar Braxton, she says it best.
Get your life.
Right? Get your life. And so I help her up, and she's like, I have to go to the emergency because I think I've broken my arm. I'm like, no. And so I lose it. I lose it. I lose all sense of what's going on with me. And I just start bawling. And it's not because I was sad. For one, I was scared because if I hadn't have been here, you think of the worst case scenarios and I'll kind of play those all through my head. But if I hadn't have been here and, say she was cooking or something else was going on, what could have happened? And those are the X's and Y's that, the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. And I'm like, get your clothes on. And I'm trying to get her up. And so we finally make it this we finally make it to the they have an urgent care center for orthopedics. And so we finally make it there at about 11:30. You know what time I got home tonight? 6:30. That's 7 hours. Is that 7 hours? This was a 7 hour ordeal. And so, like the parent, I'm like, I hope you learned your lesson. This all needs to stop. The caveat though was when I tell you the orthopedic doctor was fine, he was so fine I couldn't look at him. Because he came to me and asked some different stuff about health questions and aftercare and how to address the splint, and it wasn't a bad break, which was good. So we kind of lucked out, but sit your ass down. But this doctor, orthopedic doctor, he was. Thing is, can a guy be ruggedly? He wasn't even ruggedly handsome. He was ruggedly pretty. I'm like, I guess he knew I was looking at him. I mean, he had face, he had body. And he had really good hair, and he was hairy because you could see his hairy chest coming out. I'm like, I need to go, right? I'm like, I need to go break a leg, and tell this doctor that he's the one, the only one I want. That's the only one I trust in the city. He got to take care of me, because yeah, he was that fine. Catch it, he really was. Anyhow, so that was my bad day. That's how it started out, anyhow. So hopefully tomorrow will be better because it is new comic book day. I get all excited for new comic book day, and I'm also getting finally my second True Blood pop figure, and I'll talk more about that on Sunday night. But it's gonna be Lafayette. I finally had to order it. I get my Lafayette. What gay guy who watched Tristan? You watched True Blood. They have pop figures now, and I had to order my Lafayette. So I get Lafayette tomorrow at my comic book store along with other stuff. But I'm right now kind of on a comic book budget because I'm saving most of my money for Nashville Comic Con, which is a week from this weekend, the starting the 26th. So I'll be up there for several days, and that'll be fun. We'll talk about that a little bit, and then we're going to talk about there's a man who fed his ex-girlfriend her own dog scandal, about some things that have been going on here with me in the last week, some decisions I've just decided to make because I just need to do it. We're going to do the Are You a Hater quiz. And there was a funny YouTube video, and I had to look at who the guy who made it, about when somebody tells you talk white. This has happened to me for a good part of my life. And so we're going to talk about what that means, and play some new. If you listen to the music tonight, it's all theme music, except for the first song. The first song is from my girl, Tracy Braxton from Braxton Family Values. You know, Tony's baby sister. She's the youngest. And it's a good song, and I hope you guys like it. So here's Tracy Braxton with Last Call. My name is David. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show, and we'll be right back.
Types of issues. So why is so different when it comes to me?
When it comes to me.
How many more times can I believe? Before I let go of the fantasy. Cause it's so damn real to
so damn
me.
Real to me.
When you're so close to me.
Close to me.
When you make love to me. I'm tired of the hurt. Got the house lights on. Cause it's my last call.
Last call. So caught up here all this time.
While inside
I've been slowly
dying.
I don't feel like you've been trying. Can't you see we're so divided?
And welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. As you all know, I have come to love. Thank you. Not everybody. Not everybody loves me. I was doing some Twitter stalking the other day of somebody that I used to know. And on my birthday, this person had the audacity, you know, thinking that I cared. And people really need to understand, do not try me. I don't put up with no mess. I don't start no mess, but I will finish some mess. Catch that. I'm not that guy, but they had put on my birthday, just because they're crazy. And Ken Boggan knows who I'm talking about. And they tweeted out on my birthday, which was August 25th. There's really nothing that special about today, you know, under the guise of I'm just tweeting. But I knew what you was doing, boo. It's not that funny. I do check up on what, see, make sure you ain't getting jazzy in the mouth again like you did back in February, because I ain't that bitch. Oh, I might play that song tonight. Anyhow, I'm back. Hope you guys are doing well. Thank you guys for joining me tonight. So what do you think about Last Call by Tracy Braxton? That is Toni Braxton's baby sister. And that's another show that I absolutely love. I refuse to watch The Real Housewives of Atlanta anymore because it's gotten so ratchet and ghetto and nasty and gutter butt. Trailer trashy. I don't watch that stuff no more. And I used to like Andy Cohen. I used to like him. I thought, Andy Cohen's so cute and he's really, really funny. And but he is just getting far beyond himself. And when he let them girls fight like he did and then try to act like he didn't have control of the situation and, you know, and try to like, I didn't do that. No, that's why he didn't fire none of them, because he knew he was part of that problem. And he got a lot of backlash for that. So I don't watch that anymore. If you don't let them go on or act the fool like that and just to be exploitive, that ain't hot. Anyhow, so but that was Toni Braxton. Braxton Family Values is on now every Thursday at I think it's 9 o'clock, and then SWV. Now, remember SWV back in the day? They sung that song, I Get So Weak in the Knees, I Can Hardly Speak. Remember that song? Yes, she can sing, he can sing. A little bit. Remember that song, the big hit, Sisters with Voices? It was Taj, Lili, and Coco. But who knew they were so ratchet? I mean, the season started, I think they do like them split seasons now. Like they'll do like maybe 6 episodes like in the winter and then another 6 episodes in the summer. I think it's what they did because they came last year. They started last fall. Anyhow, so they're having the season finale. They only got like 7 or 8 episodes. But they're ratchet. I mean, so foul mouth. And you know, the only person, let's be honest, the only person really could sing was the lead singer, Coco. And she still can sing. But she went, you know, sometimes as black entertainers, you know, when we can't get a mainstream following, we'll go sing a church song. You know, and she had one good, it was called Joy. She had one really good contemporary gospel song called Joy. It was really good. But now she's back singing old SWV songs. But I would like to see him in concert just, you know, because really she can sing with a track. And because, you know, not that she's a Beyonce type, she has a voice, not that she's a Beyonce, but the whole situation is there to where the other girls in the group are a non-motherfucking factor, right? So that song as well, but that was Tracy Braxton. I keep on saying that a thousand times. With Last Call, you can find that, which I bought it tonight on iTunes for $1.29. So take care of my girl Tracy and buy Last Call on iTunes. So for winter break, I dropped a little bombshell about a guy. Well, the article says, this is on HLNTV.com, the network that, what's that chick's name? I'm Nancy Grace is on. Ryan Wattenpaul, allegedly, we don't say he did it. He allegedly cooked his ex-girlfriend's Pomeranian and fed it to her. Now, you have to admit, those little Pomeranians are very, very high strung, and they yip, yip, yap, and they trip, and they act the fool, and nobody wants to get a hold. I can't own a little dog because they bark too damn much. Where I work at, one of the neighbors in the community, they have a Chihuahua, and that's the noisiest damn thing. And well, I ain't gonna say it because somebody would call them the ASPCA on my black ass, but it's a yipper, and I'm like, shut the dog up! It's 12 o'clock at night. That's when I'm leaving work, but shut the damn dog up. Anyhow, so it says the victim received a text message asking how her dog tasted, and he does face charges for animal cruelty. But here's how the story went: a makeup dinner for one California couple went wrong when police say a man intentionally cooked his ex-girlfriend's Pomeranian and fed it to her. Authorities say that Ryan Wattenpaul got into an argument with his girlfriend on August 4th before allegedly physically assaulting her. The victim fled out the back door and noticed both Wattenpaul and her Pomeranian named Bear. Bear is hamburger. Hamburger. Yeah, that was a bad joke, but it was funny. Were gone from the residence when she returned. Nearly a month later, after the couple briefly reconciled. See, there's the problem. She went back to the food. This is ladies, or even men. That if you're in an abusive situation and they are kicking your ass on a daily basis and talking to you and acting all kind of ways and treating you all kind of ways, that's not the one, boo. Get another boo, because that's not the one. And so that was a problem. She went back to this crazy man, obviously. Anyhow, it's after briefly reconciling, Watson, the guy, Watson Paul, cooked his former girlfriend a meal which included meat. She might have done some gutter butt stuff to him that, she might have said, you got a limp dick, got a little dick, you don't know how to do it, you're lame in bed, I got another man on the side, I got an anaconda over here where you dealing with beanies and wings. She could have said all that, and that's still in this man's head. You can't go there with some of these guys. Anyhow, shortly after, the victim received a series of disturbing text messages from her ex, according to a press release from the Reading Police Department. He texts her that this is kind of gangster. I'm not laughing. It's just funny how people are crazy. He texts this chick, how's your dog taste? And said, I thought it was better with barbecue and those Hawaiian buns. I mean, yeah, you're doing too much. Then he texts, I guess you could bury what you didn't eat. Scandal. I mean, what's that, Tamar?
Get your life
right, because hey, Grandpa Al, nice seeing you. I mean, the man told her, you can bury what you don't eat. I mean, that's a text message for your ass. So, but at least we believe that it may not be true, because why would you text that knowing that shit, it never goes away, right? And so, he continued to text his ex, describing what he planned to do with the remains of her Pomeranian, including returning the dog's paws to her. On September 9th, last week, or week before last, during the early morning hours, the girlfriend allegedly heard a truck pull up to her residence. Upon looking outside, the victim says she saw her ex-boyfriend walk up to her front door, place something to the door, and walk away. When she opened her front door, she found a small bag containing two dog paws and a note containing the words, Burn in Hell. The victim recognized the paws as those belonging to Bear. Authorities located the guy the next day, and then he admitted to the text messages, and he's in jail right now. I don't know what to say about that, other than
kids, your life.
Because I could understand being mad at your girlfriend. She's your ex. There's always a lot of tensions, all that breakup stuff. It could be sexy. It could be dangerous. And, you know, then you still break up anyhow. You can be mad about it. But I think there's a line crossed when you're doing that kind of stuff. He's obviously crazy, really, really crazy. But she's just as crazy because your dog would still be alive now if you never went back to his ass. Well, I guess he took it the first time, but no, but he beat you up, but you wouldn't have ate up the dog if you had never went back to his ass. That's just plain and simple. So that was kind of disturbing when I read that earlier this week. I'm like, are you kidding me? And I was going to talk about it Wednesday night. And I didn't get the opportunity to because I was doing something, but I just thought that was just horrible. Anyhow, so Snoop, and I wasn't going to say this yet, but we'll go ahead and talk about Mr. Snoop Doggy Dog. And I don't want no crazy text from him. Crazy emails or anything from Snoop, because I'm just reading what the people are reporting. It don't have nothing to do with me. I'm just telling y'all what. I'm talking about another dog. is talking about on Instagram. Now, like we talked about earlier, Ken says he is a Instagramming idiot. I like Instagram here lately. Mostly I do fanboy Instagram-ish stuff. Today I caught a really good picture of beams coming through. I was trying to be real artsy, and I need a better camera phone. Like, this one's not all that good. But it was a pretty cool picture. But I don't know what happened between Snoop Dogg and these gay guys on Instagram, but obviously they said something to piss Snoop Dogg off. I didn't know Snoop's real name was Calvin Cortezor Broadus. I mean, the mama must have been smoking weed too. No shade, no tea. I'm just saying. But this was put on Instagram, and then immediately 40 minutes later it was taken down, and it read, "You and your boyfriend, since you like jumping on my page, disrespecting, bitch boy, go suck your man and get off my line, F-A-G. It wasn't fag altogether. It's just F period, A period, G period. As you know, the Pink Mafia got all crazy. Not that I care. You know, that he said, I'm not a connoisseur of his music anyhow, so what he says doesn't really affect me. But it's sad that, you know, people think they can say this kind of make these disparaging comments and think they're okay, especially when you choose to put them online and think they're going to go away. They said 9,000 people had already downloaded that particular Instagram, I remember how they did it, before it was taken down 40 minutes. So you had to know that was going to run. He ain't had an album in a while. You know, he ain't been on sung 16 bars in a while. So maybe, you know, he's just trying to, you know, use the gaze to get his career back up, because you do get your nails done, boo. Ask 50 Cent about that one. Anyhow. we're going to take another break, and when we come back, what are we going to talk about? I don't know. We'll talk about something. My name is David. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. We'll be back. Thank you.
how does it feel? Now you're like the rest, unworthy of my best. Hasta la vista, baby.
I didn't know I had got the remix of that song. But everybody likes Jody Watley, right? Everybody loves Miss Jody Watley. That was her first post Shalamar song, I think, that kind of put her back on the map. Jody Watley was looking for a new love. I used to love Jody Watley because she came right after Janet Jackson. She came back. Jody Watley's kind of old. She's very, very pretty. But she came right after, in the 80s, when Janet Jackson hit with the Control album. She had like Nasty, When I Think of You, What Have You Done For Me Lately, Control, The Pleasure Principle. Let's Wait a While. I named all of them, right? And so Jody came out when Janet had started dying down. I remember Video Soul with Donnie Simpson. And she said, well, people would be comparing Janet to me if I had released this album before Control came out. Girl, have a seat, because that is not true. Janet had plenty of hits. You had one album. And this was a good album. And she had, you know, some subsequent hits, you know. But like Jody Watley, that's a good song because that's where my mind is right now. Anyhow, welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. And we're sitting in the chat room talking to all my good people. And Ms. Ash, I'm going to call you Ms. Ash with two H's. She's joining us again for a second time. Thank you, Ms. Ash. I just say Ash so nobody thinks I'm saying a dirty word. Not that I care, because I cuss all the time. And Grandpa Al joined us tonight, and Mr. Ken Boggle, and my friend from Pride 48, Jade and Tristan. Thank you guys for joining me tonight. And speaking of Pride 48, Thursday, you know, I normally do a show on Thursday night over there on Pride, and I'm trying not to talk too loud. My microphone is really tripping. I'm probably not going to do Pride 48 any longer. It's just not fun for me anymore. I love what they're doing over there. I love being part. You are a good person, Tristan. but yeah, Pride 48, I'm probably not gonna do it anymore. Thursday may be my last show. I may not do anything at all. I'm still on the fence, but because, you know, here's the thing, and I'm gonna say this because I feel the need to get it off my chest, because I still haven't been called with an apology, which I deserved a phone call apology, but that hasn't happened yet. When you trust people, and whether you trust them with your heart, you trust them with personal stuff, you trust them with your friendship, you confiding them, and this happened to me before, you know, on these online worlds. And here's the thing, all this online stuff is showtime at the Apollo. No one's getting paid. No one is trying to be a superstar. But at the same token, you know, we do take time to do this. And of course, you want things to be just right. And but when you have somebody who's supposed to be supporting you, then that's what they should do. Support, not make it worse. Now, regardless of what they think they are doing, that's what you need to do. You know, especially when I point out, I'm going to need you to stop doing that. And you continue. That's not hot. That ain't cool. It ain't funny. And, you know, and like I've said before, do not try me. You know, especially when I've done nothing to you, because you really need to.
Get your life
right. Tamar. That's gonna be my new favorite little effect. And you know, and not and no tea, no shade. I'm not trying, you know, step out of turn or talk out of turn. But when someone I confide in and I bring into, this is why I don't fuck with too many people. This is why I don't mess with a lot of people, especially gay people. I love my gays. I'm gay. No big deal. I don't do all that little catty gay stuff. I don't do it. I'm not that guy. You know, I've never been that guy. My friends don't behave this way. You know, Ken Bogle and I don't behave that way. So I'll need you to fall in line or get out of line. That's all I can say, because I'm going to be good. So anyhow, I will not be doing Pride 48 after Thursday, or maybe on Thursday, going forward. They're a great group. I've met a lot of great people over there. They're doing great things. They have their big Pride Vegas weekend coming up this weekend. So that'll be fun. Hope you guys have a great time. Drive safely or fly safely. Travel safely. What's up, Dyslex? Glad to see you in the chat room tonight. So, you know, they're cool. They're going to be over there doing their thing. And I still will be supportive, but I just won't be part of the lineup. Although there's some technical things that I don't like how I'm doing my show there, too. So the shadiness... for the reason, and to be really, really, really funny. And then once you do all the dirt and the drama and the shade, have the audacity to try, quote unquote, to throw somebody up in my face. They wish they were me. Catch it. Because, oh, nothing much. Just try to get some shit off my chest, Dyslex, and I'm going to be done. We'll get back to our regular scheduled show. But so that began. That's the more that old gay drama that I don't fool with. You know, I'm a 43-year-old man and I act like one. You know, what's that song about Jay-Z? What's that song Jay-Z has? He says he can afford to put like the rims on his car. It's called 30 something, but I know better than do it because I'm grown. You know, I'm grown. Say what you want. After this, I'm done with it. I crossed that bridge a couple days ago. Done. Till I get a phone call apology. Done. Anyhow, so glad to see all you guys in the chat room. I hope, hate that you had to hear that, but it's just that when you want somebody on your side, I guess what I'm trying to say, and you expect them to be on your side, even as a friend, then be on the side, not on the sideline. That's all I'm going to say about that. So when we come back, we're going to take the Are You a Hater? Because I got some haters. Because when I start doing things outside of Spreaker, you know, the person that was thrown in my face thought it would be cute to delete me off Facebook like I care. I'm a grown ass man. Facebook is for little girls, really. that want to be bullies online, that ain't my ya. That's all I can say. Delete me. Do me a favor. Delete me. Because you don't got nothing going on in your life that I'm interested in anyhow. So when we come back, we'll take Are You the Hater? For all those haters that are listening, and I know you're listening, haters. We'll take the Are You the Hater quiz, and then we'll talk about the whole thing, You Talk White, specifically to black people. We'll be right back.
Babe, I love you, love you.
Yo, he's lying.
Watch it blow up, blow up. Tell me, how you gonna see it now? So far from sincere,
I love you.
Fabrications in my ear drive me so far up the wall. I come sliding down. What is this I see?
I don't believe
you
this.
Don't come home to me. Well, you don't come home to me. I can't deal, can't bear.
I won't.
You keep telling me lies, but you. Your surprise. Look, I hope you're happy since you're caught out there.
Yeah, you've been caught.
Yo,
yo, come on.
Yo, 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 yo,
come on.
Yo, 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 yo. I hate you so much right now. I hate you so much right now. I hate you so much right now.
She's so raunchy, so vulgar. Me, why the hell her look? She dresses.
Look at her
mess. What do you see?
I don't know.
It's not all about cash.
Hell no.
Nor how much you flash. How I dress is a reflection of me.
What is this I see? You don't come home to me. Well, you don't come home to me.
Can't deal, can't bear.
Told you I won't.
You keep telling me lies, but to your surprise, look, I got something for y'all since you're caught out there.
Don't let me.
You know what? Jill Scott just gave me life with this song. I haven't heard that song in a long time either. I used to work at a place when I was an optician. I had worked there early in the 90s. And then when I moved away, of course, I didn't work there because I was living here. Then when I came back, they heard that I was back in town. So they wanted, it's like, hey, you're back in town? We need you, because nobody knows what they're doing. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll give y'all a little bit of my expertise. Not trying to be a diva. It's just the way it is. And so I go and I kind of assess the situation, and had all these little girls. It was young little girls. It was all a white establishment. No tea, no shade. And we're talking about tea. Sweat tea. Sweat tea isn't good, Ms. Ash. And no tea, no shade, though. They was all little white girls, young, you know, and I was in the laboratory, and I was trying to share with these young girls. I'm like, well, this is, you're doing this wrong. This is why you're having this problem. And then they all got mad at me. What kills me, and this is what I run into in a lot of parts of my life, my professional life, people, and maybe I'm that way too. People don't like being wrong. I don't get it. You know, because I'm not a gray kind of dude. It's either black or white. No pun intended. Yeah. Remember when Rush Limbaugh used to say that? Say, either you're right, either you're white or you're wrong. Remember he used to say that bullshit? But anyhow, it's either black or white to me. You know, I tell people at my current job, I'm like, there's only one way to do this. So if you're not doing it this way, then you're doing it wrong. There's nothing wrong with being wrong. If you receive the constructive criticism, like, okay, I'm doing that wrong, let me do it the right way. And then people have a problem with you. Then they make up lies and act the fool. But same with these girls who were who I worked with as an optician. And newsflash. Yes, they do. Just like they do make things way too hard. Newsflash, my current job, you know, the situation I had, I was kind of told that they know the person who's been making, they was able to track the phone number. So I'll tell you how that guy, if you listen to the show, you know, I talked about a couple of weeks ago, you guys can hear, I'll follow up with you guys about that story. But anyhow, and so these girls, they all got mad, you know, and I'm like, what? My thing is, we're grown. They were little girls to me, because at the time I was, what, 39? 40, I guess. And I'm like, they were still, you know, early 30s, late 20s. And I was like, it's wrong. And so they was afraid that I was going to take the job. But I had a job. I'm like, this is just extra. This is extra money. And I'm trying to educate you guys so you won't have the same mistakes. But then, you know, because they all marched to the office, old man says, well, he's being too bossy and he's hurting our feelings. And girl, we are too old to be getting our feelings hurt on the job. You know, I have to care about you to be hurt by you. You know, I didn't care about them chicks, and I'm sure they didn't care about me. They just didn't want to be wrong. And like my job now, they don't want to be wrong. And when you do something wrong, why can't somebody say, hey, you did that wrong? It's bizarre to me, and I don't understand. It's funny. A family member got mad at me, and I Facebooked it earlier tonight. She had the nerve to tape one of my cousins. She had the nerve to tape her daughter twerking, and the little girl is no more than, if she was one or two, it might be cute, but the girl's like 7 or 8, and she was doing that old gutta butt Nicki Minaj anaconda dancing, and she's videotaping it. I'm like, you have failed as a parent. That is nasty. She don't need to be doing that, because there are a lot of nasty people in this world that are undercover, you know, undercover pedophiles or whatever. Just a couple of times this Lex. I'm not right about everything, but here's my thing. I used to have a friend that says, he doesn't like being wrong. He's just not. And I have learned I will not speak on anything if I'm not right about it. You know, and if I happen to be wrong, which is a rare occasion, that's not me being a diva again. It's just me saying that I ask questions. I ask questions until I feel it. And people, a lot of people don't like me asking questions. I ask questions so I can understand. Like when my mom's getting her treatment done, I ask 1,000 questions. Like, what are you doing there? Why are you doing this? Oh, and newsflash, I will be getting trained I might have a new career on the horizon. I will be getting trained on how to dialyze someone, you know, sticking the needles in the veins and stuff. Because my mother, although she gets mad at me and we bump heads, she trusts me. And so, I might be giving my mother her dialysis treatments in, not in the near future, because I think it takes like 6 months to get fully trained, or 3 to 6 months. But I might have a new career on the horizon. We'll see. I'll let you know about that too. Anyhow, so she was, you know, twerking and stuff, you know, online, and you're the mama doing the tape and thinking, oh, look at Boo Boo. Boo Boo looks like a whore. I'm sorry. Make her stop before somebody snatches her little ass up. Anyhow, then there was another thing I did. I've seen this several times. You know, you go into Walmart, or you go to like, any gross Kroger's or whatever. And I don't have people using, you know, using WIC, because if you need to feed your babies, it takes a lot of pride to ask for help. I get it. If you took the step to ask for help, whether it's getting EBT, SNAP benefits, WIC, then if you're the mother and you're doing your best to take care of your child, then knock it out of the park. I have grown ass men friends that are running around here on food stamps because they lazy asses don't want to work. But I see it all the time, and you have the young mother, you know, with one or two or three kids, and she's using WIC and EBT. And I seen this on Saturday or Sunday. I was at Walmart, and the baby daddy, he gets grills in his mouth, big diamond earrings, you know, a Kango, new J's, new outfit. If your baby daddy is dressed to the nines while you're struggling to get your kids some food to eat, then leave him, because he's not there to enhance your life. He's there to bring you down, and that doesn't do you or your children any favors. And guess what? They will remember that shit. They will remember that shit. Yeah, you're exactly right, kid. It makes people who need it ashamed to ask for it. But, you know, if you need help, knock it out. You know, my sister, when she was raising my niece at first, you know, she had a deadbeat baby daddy, you know, but she took her butt to work at a job that she has been at there now 23 years. You know, and she worked, and she never took any public assistance, because in my family, we take care of our own. If it takes every last one of us to feed one of the children, which is only two, then that's what we have to do. So, you know, but that's just my story. Anyhow, before we went to break, I said I was going to tell you guys I was going to take Are you a hater quiz. So for those listening and not in the chat room, you might want to go to the gotoquiz.com, and you might be surprised what you'll find. This is Asher age, so y'all don't need to know that. Well, y'all already know that. Asher gender, I'm a male. Don't get cute. Okay, the first real question is, do you get mad? This is on gotoquiz.com. Are you a hater? 6. It says, do you get mad when someone else has something you wanted? And the answers are no all the time. It depends on the person. Why? A little sometimes. No. Because, and I learned this late in life, because I always thought I had to have something somebody else had. I learned this late in life. But I also believe what is meant for me will be for me. Next question is, you just bought this hot dress or jacket, and you see someone else has the same dress or jacket. How do you react? Get mad. Don't worry, because it looks better on you. Compliment them. Why people got a jock? It doesn't matter. Never rock that dress or jacket again. Well, if you shop at Burlington or Marsha or Walmart, or pennies, you gonna run into somebody with the same fit. I'm sorry, unless you live in a big city, you might run into the same person with the same fit. It doesn't matter to me, but I'm gonna go ahead and say I don't worry, because it'll probably look better on me anyhow. Accessorize. Next question: your coworker just got a promotion, and you both started around the same time. How would you handle this situation? Okay, go ask that person what butt cheek did he or she have to kiss. Work harder next time. Come up with a plan to get he or she fired. Don't talk to that person again. Think nothing of it. It depends on the coworker. At my current job, they would have to kiss and butt because they're all stupid. The funny one is come up with a plan to get he or she fired. This is what I face when I get an accolade or something from my job. Then my coworkers, you know, they're the haters. They turn on me and start making up crazy stuff. I would probably work harder next time because I like being number one. I'm very competitive at the job. Next question. Your best friend just got a new car and you're still taking public transportation. How would you feel? I would feel like that bitch better come give me a ride. So I wouldn't even care. That's the first thing. Happy. Can I get a ride now? That's exactly what I would say. But the other one is secretly wishes it was you with the new car. Oh my God. I would look so much better driving. And then come on now. You would hate that too. I don't really know. There was a time in my life when I bought my most recent car, my best friend had just bought a newer car than what I was going to buy, but I think that I love my car and my car was cheaper. So happy can I get a ride now. Next question. Do you have a problem complimenting others? Not at all. But the answers are no, yes, sometimes. I never compliment. It's a waste of time. If they have on something ugly, I tell them that it looks good. That's hilarious. It depends on the person. So I don't have a problem complimenting someone. The next question, when you see someone is doing better than you, do you do nothing, find a flaw about that person, talk bad about that person, ask them what their secret is, who cares, make it a competition. I don't think I would ask them what their secret is. I'd probably do nothing, you know, because sometimes I get complacent in my complacency and I probably would do nothing. Number nine, be honest. Do you think you have haters? I don't know. I don't hate on anybody. I ain't gonna say I do because I don't. And number 10, do you like this quiz? Yes, it was funny. 11, you just got married and your good friend proposes to his or her future mate on your wedding day. You get mad and throw cake at them. This is my wedding day. I wish someone would. That's something I would say probably, but not. Enjoying the moment. Toast to you and your good friend. Oh, no, they did not. I would toast to me and my good friend, because if my wedding brought my best friend to inspire them to propose to their spouse, you know, their future spouse, why not? And then number 12, the last question is, finish this statement. My life is beautiful, better than yours, a waste of time. What I make it, I don't know. Who cares? I just don't like no one. Well, in the mood I've been the last several days, I'm going to say, who cares? I just don't like it. It should be anyone. But we're going to submit our answers. And I'm a 10% hater. Yes, you are not a hater. Good for you. Go to sleep feeling good about yourself. Too many haters to add one more. Too many haters that, God, this is so bad. Too many haters to add one more. So continue to not hate. See, are you guys haters? Kitty, Ken, you're 20% haters? I don't hate, I appreciate. I know that's right. What's the point, right? One last break. I want to come back and we'll wrap things up. Thank you guys for joining me tonight. My name is David. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. We'll be right back after I hit the right button.
What's the next song?
The one about me.
Oh, yeah. I like this one.
What?
And I
fuck with it for a minute.
You don't know what you got till it's gone.
Now you realizing when them nights go long, right? It ain't for me to say when you know that I'm gone, right? You act for a while. When I tell you to settle, I was working around the clock with your girls on the metal. Talk about I heard he swims with the chick on the beach. That was out with the tide, but my love you impeach. Now you looking at the walls, head in hand, cold jonesing. Ringing my house, hanging up and imposing. Now why you wanna go and do that, love, huh? Now why you wanna go and do that, and do that, huh? Now why you wanna go and do that, love, huh? Now why you wanna go and do that, and do that, huh? Now why you wanna go and do that, love, huh? Now why you wanna go and do that? And do that, huh? Now why you wanna go and do that, love, huh? Now why you wanna go and do that, and do that, and do that?
Oh no, it seems to go, but you don't know what you've got till it's gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh no, it seems to go, but you don't know what you've
never
got
ever realized.
Oh no, it seems to go, but you don't know what you've got till it's gone.
Man, look at you, Joni Mitchell never lies, lies.
But you don't know what you've got till it's gone.
Yo, do you feel that?
You don't know what you've got till it's gone.
That used to be the jam. I remember as a young boy, a young man, I used to, I wouldn't say twerk because twerking was a thing back then. I used to dance to this. If anybody knows, Ken, you might know about Connection in Louisville or Connections in Nashville, Tennessee. I used to wear it out. You would think I was one of the Janet Jackson dancers, baby. It was a good album. This is from Janet Jackson, The Velvet Rope. It was the lead single off that album that year that really got no airplay because it was different. You know, and the samples were by Joni Mitchell from Big Yellow Taxi, and the rap was by Q-Tip, also available on iTunes. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. And one more thing, one last thing. To talk about tonight, and I seen a YouTube video by a young man, it's a young black man, who he had, I love people who enunciate very well, I try, sometimes if you ever listen back to your podcast, you're like, damn, I sound ghetto, or damn, I sound hick. I have no problem with dialects. I think there's a way you talk with your friends. For me, there's a way I talk around my friends, and then there's a way I talk around my friends, and then there's a way I talk when I'm at work. And I always tell this same story. It's an instant regret. I used to love Connections, baby. I used to tear Connections up. But the article was so poignant to where when people say you, when, and I've got this before, you know, in my life, when people say, oh, you talk like a white boy, I'm like, I don't even know what that means. You know, of course, it's coming from somebody who's all jacked up with bad English, bad grammar, you know, and puts the this, that's, and days to conjugate a verb. But that's fine. If you say you talk, you can be ignorant. I just choose, because a lot of times when you open your mouth, people tend to pay attention. And if you want them to hear you, and not that you had to talk a specific type of way, whether you're educated or not educated, I think it's all about how you carry yourself in conversation. And so I choose to carry myself with correct English. Now, sometime over here, I can get real gutta butt and get with it. That was the environment I was raised in, but that's not all of what I am. I've been places, I've experienced things. Nothing wrong with that. But when the offense comes, when somebody tells me I talk white, I remember when I was a manager of a furniture department in a big box retail store, and somebody had called, and she said they was having a problem with the furniture and they needed to come and talk to the manager. I said, well, I'm the manager. My name is David. Come. And when you come into the department, just if whoever greets you, just ask for me. I didn't say X. I said, just ask for me. Right. My name is David. She thought, will do. And the funny thing about this area in Southern Indiana, we are on the Ohio River, which borders Kentucky. And once you cross the bridge to Kentucky, It seemed like English goes out the window. It's what I call hickorybilly. It's not Southern. It's hickorybilly. And so, and I've told y'all, I've heard this before. And so, anyhow, they were from Kentucky. And so they come in and, I happened to be the one that greeted them. And I was kind of expecting them. I kind of knew who it was going to be. And so they come in, they're like, yeah, we're here to see the manager, which that's my best, Kentucky hickorybilly slang. And I'm like, I said, yeah, I spoke to you on the phone. My name is David. And they like, they looked at me like, ah, here's this big old black guy, you know, coming to him, looking like Biggie's brother. And so she had the unmitigated gall to say, no, the other David. I'm the only David, and I am the manager. There's only one. How can I help you? Are you sure there ain't no other David here? No. And so then when she finally realized that, she finally, you know, caught my voice. She's like, oh, okay. And so I handle the problem. I'm like, oh, wow. People do still think that, you know, and I get that from time to time because, I have a phone voice because I even tell people I got to put my white boy voice on so they won't think I'm ignorant, you know? And so, but that has more to do with the person other than the phone, like whether you're talking to a customer service, or you're buying something, you know, it has more to do with them than you, but you know, you have to play the role sometime. And so, I'll put my white boy voice on and it's like, hey, my name is David. And, I'd like to order X, Y, Z. And I just think it's funny. And then when I meet, or if I'm talking to somebody on the phone for the first time, I haven't met them and they're like, oh yeah, you sure. Or they haven't seen my picture or whatever. They're like, you sure don't look. I thought you was something else. I'm like, I'm sure you did. Blonde hair and blue eye. I'm not that guy. Anyhow, so look that up. I wish I could. I have it on my page. If I can find it real quick, I will share that with you because I think it's important for black people and white people alike to just look at the video because it is. It's definitely it's funny. And the way the guy does it. And then also, he makes some really good points about, when you say people don't, they speak white, they're saying that if somebody's black who talks ignorant, then that's offensive. Don't say that bullshit because it ain't funny. And I said, it ain't funny. I have noticed since I moved back to the Midwest that I speak, I get a little bit more country, where for years, I worked years trying to get rid of y'all. I stopped saying y'all. I'm like, I don't say it. It sounds hick. I don't like it. And so I start saying you all. You know, I stopped, and I had made a conscious effort to say you all. And so, it's not on my page for some reason anymore. Oh, well, I'll put it on the, I'll find it. I'll put it on the 5x5, Facebook page. And, but here recently I've noticed that I start saying, really, Dyslex? Since I've been back in the area, I start saying y'all again. Another day, I walked into the building and I was, you know, how you're supposed to speak when you walk into a building to people that's in your immediate vicinity. And so I come in, I go, how y'all doing? I'm like, oh, snap, that was country. You know, just like if Paula Deen, I had channeled Paula Deen and she fell out of my mouth. It was like, how y'all doing? And I'm like, oh, that's really, really country. But that doesn't matter because, you know, it is what it is. But anyhow, thank you guys for letting me vent a little bit. And not. Please don't come around talk about that you love me, cause that love shit just for me. I don't wanna hear that you adore me. And I know that all you're doing is gonna get my games. Don't you know that game beats games? So your best bet is to be straight with me. So you say you wanna talk, let's talk. If you won't talk, I'll walk. Yeah, it's like that. I got a new man, he's waiting out back. Now what you think about that? Now when I say I'm through, I'm through. Lost connection. I'm sorry, I never lost connection on here before.
I do apologize for that. I've never lost connection. If y'all missed what I was saying, how do you hear me? I hear you on your Three Guys in One Mic show. Ain't that you talking? Oh, and Dislix has a show on here. Three Guys, One Mic, which is really funny. They was pranking people the other night. I tried to get your attention the other night in the chat room, and y'all was too busy pranking prostitutes or something. Anyhow, but like I was saying, I don't dislike anyone. I like everybody. I even forgive good. I don't know. I forgive good, and I don't try to hold grudges. And unfortunately, you know, people sometimes have grudges with me, but I don't. I just like all the hate and the haterays. Hate, as a Trina Braxton would say, hateration. I don't like that. So don't bring it toward me, because I'm not going to respond in kind. And I'll say this, throw a rock into a pack of dogs, the only one that yelps is the one that gets hit. So this is how I feel. But I forgive people. And like I said, my best friend of 15 years, we had a hiccup in our relationship, and we didn't talk for 2.5 years. And then in 2 weeks for Nashville Comic Con, we're going out of town together. You know, we're going as a group, but you know, we made plans together. And because I think sometimes when you make friends, people come into your life for a reason. I have to give a testament to Ken Bogle. You know, you came into my life for a reason. And I feel like me and Ken have been friends for years. And wait till y'all hear the drunken phone call I got Saturday night. Y'all gonna think that's a cackle. That's tomorrow night. But, you know, hey, but the thing is, I'm not going to be part of something that I'm not having fun with. And that's why I made the decision to end my time on Pride 48. But that's cool. And I'm not mad over it, you know, because once I say something and I get through, I'm done with it. You know, you tried it, you know, I'm done with it. So anyhow, thank you guys for listening. Listen me. I said listen me. So I know I'm getting tired because I've had a long day. But thank you guys for listening. Ken and I, Ken Bogle, will be recording tomorrow night. So listen for it later on Spreaker, unless you want to hop over on Blog Talk Radio and listen to it live. It's not good. I have to edit it when it's live over there. So, and we have to add stuff to it. But look for the show tomorrow night or early Thursday morning. And then I'm back on Sunday, which I'm contemplating moving Fanboy Weekly to Thursday nights, since I won't be recording on Blog Talk Radio anymore. So that's definitely a possibility, but I'm still working it out. And then, of course, Sunday for Fanboy Weekly. But I think that's all. Don't forget to like, if you like what you heard tonight, if you listen on iTunes, rate, subscribe, love, here on Spreaker.com, give me a little heart there, and go to Facebook, the 5x5 completely spelled out, and give me a like. Thank you guys for joining me in the chat room. I had a blast talking to Tristan, Miss Ash, Dislike, Grandpa Al, Ken Bogle. Who else did I forget? I think that's everybody. You guys have a great Dislex. Have a great weekend, great week, and we'll see you next time. Good night.